We began to speak about the concept of klipa. Now, yesterday I made a mistake, and I correct myself. I identified kedei klipa with kedei netila. So we're going to see a sugya psachim that they're two separate entities. There's certain. So it's unbelievable how in hilchas tarovas we have so many different levels of blia. We have a full fledged blia, which everything is also if you don't have shishim. Then we have the next level, which is called netilas etzpa, which is a sugya psachim that we didn't see about the korban pesach. And then we have the sugya of klipa, which means you don't have to strip off a whole section of an etzpah's worth, but rather you just have to peel off the top surface level. Below that we have something called hadacha, where all you have to do is rinse it out. Now, what's the din of klipa?
Yeah, it's double right.
To avoid this problem of klipa? Okay, that's good. Because which we know that, meaning if there would be one wrapping, then maybe it's a trefa.
It's a trefa of it.
Okay. So wait a minute. So let's just see. What cases do we have that require klipa? Let's go through them. The first case that we have of klipa is a mishnah at the end of Perek Gidah Noshe. That's called Yerech Shenisbashel Bagid. So what you have is, again, we're going to Manyom Yesh B'Gid B'No Saint Tam. I'm not saying we pasken like this, but the Gid was not removed, and then you cook a Yerech, a whole thigh that has this Gid in it. So let's assume you don't have Shishim in the thigh, in the Yerech, against the Gid. Everything becomes awesome. Now he takes this Yerech, which has a Blia of Tam Iser of Gidah Nosh in it, and he cooks it with other pieces of meat. So Tosa says that you need Shishim not only against the Gidah Nosh, but also the Klipa around the Gidah Nosh.
Not the whole thing.
Why not the whole thing? That's right.
So let's say he cooks a Yerech with a Gid in it. And in order to be matir the Yerech, before we get to the second Kedera, we're going to need Shishim against the Gid. What happens, says Tosis, if you have Shishim against the Gid, but you don't have Shishim against the Gid plus its Klipa? So Tosis says that in order to get Shishim, you need Shishim against the Klipa as well. Because immediately, once you start the cooking process, then the Tam of the Gid penetrates into the Klipa, and now you need Shishim even against the Klipa. Let's read it inside. Do you have a Masech Tehulim? Oh, where's my Masech Tehulim? Oh, here it is. Sorry. Here it is. Sarivov of Davis. Yerech shenisbashel bagid im yesh ba b'no sein tam harezu asura. So Tosa says the following. What do you mean yesh ba b'no sein tam? We have to be mishayef of the shishim. Lav begid lechude misharinon. It's not enough to come up with 60 against the gid alone. To bechtei klipa shesviva Misayel Gid Lesser. Okay, there are other parts of the sugya which we haven't gotten into, but let's just, you know, we'll just stop here, so to speak. So again, Tosis is saying that the only way you can be Mata the Yerech is if you have Shishim against not only the Gid itself, but also the Gid plus its Klipa. Now let's go on to a second case of klipa. And this is what's called tzonen. I'm sorry. Cham l'toch tzonen. So it means we're holding now like Shmuel that tatoy gavar. So the classic case of Shmuel would be tzonen l'toch cham. But now we're flipping it around. So you have Cham into Tzonen. According to Rav, that would be a problem, but Shmuel says no. Shmuel says Tatoi Gavar. Tatoi Gavar would either mean that the bottom one is hot and it heats up the top one, which is cold, or in the reverse case, the bottom one is cold and cools off the top one that's hot. So according to Shmuel, in the case of Cham L'tov Tzonen, things are cooling down. Says the Gemara, Ad dimakarele, until it cools off, bolale purta. There's a purta, a small amount of blia. And therefore you need kedei klipa. So let's say, for example, you now have, let's say, just one second, let's give a case.
A hot dog falls into the milk.
Okay, just one second. So again, I just want to go through. We're talking about a case of Cham L'tov Tzonen. Good. So a hot dog that's hot, right?
A hot dog
falls into milk. So even though we all like Shmuel et Tatoi Gavar, which means basically it's a cooling process, because the Tatoi Gavar means that the Tzonen in this case is cooling off the Cham, but nevertheless you need Kedei Klip. Oh, okay, good. So that's really a little bit more complicated. But we'll get to that too. That's going to be our fourth case of klipa in a case of lach. But let's assume everything is yovish. Okay, so you have hot meat, which is, let's say, a nevela falling into hot
cheesecake.
Cold meat, which is basa kosher. So the kosher meat remains kosher because we're holding tatoi gover and the tzonen is on the bottom, but you're going to have to remove kedei klipa. Now we have case number three. Case number three is the case where he went ahead and he cooked it without removing kedei klipa. Right? So let's look inside for a moment.
Without removing kedei klipa, I mean, it already was chayiv to remove the klipa.
Right. And then he cooked it.
Oh. That's the second cooking. Right?
So now we're on the bottom of page Reish Aleph. You have Reish Aleph? Vehine, Kosav Rama, the Mamakom Shahabasar Tsara Kliba, the Lo Kilfuhu, Ubishluhu Kach, Mutter Vidyev. What was required of him was to remove the Kliba, let's say, for example, Cham L'tov Tzonen, but he didn't do so and he cooked it. But the evidence mut is tamu alav hachronim. Hare nidivei atosus bechulin. That was the toast we just read about gidah nashe. Mevuar sheklipa oseres afilu b'dievet. And that's why if you don't have shishim against the klipa as well as the gid, everything's awesome. Here Tosus is saying that in the case of Cham L'tov Tzonen, if he went ahead and he cooked it, everything's mutter. Rav Kiveiga is bothered by this question, and he quotes a Magen Avraham. So I didn't get a chance to look up the Magen Avraham. It's in Hilchos Pesach, because Hilchos Pesach is the overlap between Masechet Chulin and Hilchos Tarovos and Masechet Pesachim. And the laws of Blias Chametz. So there's so many laws about Blias Chametz that if you learn Hilchos Chametz, you can learn a lot about Tarovos. So Rabbi Kiveiga says in the name of the Magen Avraham that there's a distinction here. Dafka l'gabei tato govar. Here the halach of klipa is only a chumra bialma. And therefore, turning the page, and what is the nature of this chumrah? Ad mekirle bola kide klipa. In such a case where it's only, again, quote unquote, a chumra bi'alma, it's l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, it's mutter. Masha'enke b'shar gavni, did tzara klipa. Is that's not a chumra, and therefore it's going to generate an isur b'di'evet. So again, just to summarize, if we're going to apply the Magen Avraham to the Ramah, then we're going to say that the Ramah's Chiddush only applies in a case of Tatoi Gavar, meaning where it's a Chumrah. Because basically, Tatoi Gavar means that there was no Blia. But Ad Mekele Bala Purta, so the Chachamim said, you know what, there's a little bit of a taste over here, a little bit of a tam from the Isur that's Tzonen falling into the Heter that's Cham, because before you get the chance to cool it off, there's some sort of Miktas Blia.
That's a very strong statement.
And that's only what? That's only a Chum. Yeah.
Well, a very strong statement. In Midir Raisa, anything hot, a piece of Nevela, falls onto kosher meat.
Right.
Nothing happens. A boiling piece of meat, forget gravy and stuff like that, and it touches regular meat. Midir Raisa, nothing happens. L'chumra, we say Yikdei Klipa.
Right. So he's saying that this Chumra of Yikdei Klipa is only L'chatchila. But with the Eved, if he cooked it, then it's mut.
That's interesting.
So the Achrona we're asking, well, when is it not a Chumra? And when do we say that even with the Eved it's also? That's going to be the case where he has Klipa in front of him. He has to be Meshar against that Klipa. If the Klipa itself is Asur, then that's not a Chumra. He says, "Hukshalol l'magen Avram me'achar shedavert sonen milamata mikri le." It cools off the elyon because we're holding now tatoy gavar is memela kol nechshav kitzonen. So, what's this whole requirement here of ad demaker le bol le purta? And we require k'dei klipa. So, the Magen Avram's answer is that k'dei klipa in the case of tatoy gavar is only a chumra, because according to the strict law, everything is tzonen. That has nothing to do with Tosfos, because Tosfos at the beginning of Gidon, at the end of Gidon Osher, is talking not about a case of tzonen, right? Whereas cham l'tov tzonen, but rather he's talking about a case of bishul mamish. He cooked the yerech with its gid. And now Tosus holds that k'dei klipa is mikra adin. Ulam, he says, l'fi dvareinu mistaber d'midin avoy klipa. D'may d'amrinin d'adam mokale bola k'dei klipa pirusha d'li olam b'mitzius yesh hamimus hagoremes l'blia. That if you have hot on top, that heat is going to cause some sort of an interchanging of time, and that's called belia. Ela me'achas shal pi din lo chosh ve'ela k'belias tzonen, and belias tzonen is only k'dei klipa.
And that's the rabbanan.
And shuv ein makom lechalik ben k'dei klipa d'tatoy gavar, which means cham going into tzonen, l'shar dine klipa. Is the Hadra Kushal Duchte, the Amri, excuse me, the Amai Mati, the Aramah, with the Evid, Afim Lokil Fu La Bosar. In other words, if we're assuming that there is a concept called Blias Tzonen, now, we skipped another paragraph here at the beginning of this essay. How does the Rav know there's something called Blias Tzonen? This is based on a Sugya of Shochet, of Shechita. I'm not going to go over the sugya of shechita, but basically the dam, as a result of the shechita, is nivla in the basar of this, and the Rav says he can't call it rosef, because then otherwise kidei klipa makes no sense. Kidei klipa applies in a blias tzonin. In other words, we're not talking about that the Beis HaShechita is 112 degrees Fahrenheit. You know, it's Yad Soledis Bo. It's Kirosef. Kirosef means that just like when there's something very hot, it causes Blia, here too, the heat of the Beis HaShechita will cause some sort of Blia. What kind of Blia is it? That's a Blia Tzone. It's not the real Blia. The real Blia, which the Torah prohibits, is in a case of Bishul. So again, let's just go back to see the Magen Avraham. So what's the Magen Avraham's point over here? How could the Ramah say that in the case of Cham L'Toch Tzonein, if the oven you cooked it, everything's mutter? After all, Tosus says, on Daf Tzadi Vavim and Beis, that you need Shishim against the Klipa. And the Gemara says explicitly that Cham L'Toch Tzonein requires Klipa. Says the Magen Avraham, you have to ask whether you're dealing with a case of Tzonein or you're dealing with the case of Bishul. If you're dealing with a case of Bishul, then you need Kedei Klipa, and that's a very, very serious requirement. Tosus is going to say that in the Tarobos you'll need Shishim against the Kedei Klipa. And the reason for that is that we're not talking about a Chumra B'Alma, but rather we're talking about Bishul. So everything is boiling hot. Masha Enkain, in the case of Tzonein, for example, Cham L'Toch Tzonein, in that case, the entire requirement of Klipa is only a Chumra B'Alma, because really, what kind of Bliya do we have over here? It's a Bliya Tzonein. So Rav Soloveitchik is not thrilled with this, because he thinks that if there's such a thing as a Bliya Tzonein, then there is Bliya. If there is Bliya, then it should be also even be the Evan. So again, Kedei Klipa equals what? Bliyas Tzonein. That's how Rav Soloveitchik understands it. And the Nafkamina is going to be that if it's a Bliyas Tzonein, then you absolutely have to get rid of it. That's called Klipa. You have to peel it all off. Yeah, that would apply in the case of Tzonein, of Tzonein L'Tocham.
Right here, right where it says, is it unusual language, isn't it? Where it says, B'diyevet, it's mutter. Usually would say, B'diyevet, it's potter, wouldn't it?
No, we're dealing with Issa V'Hetter. So when you deal with Issa V'Hetter, right, so L'Chatchil means it's Osir, and B'diyevet means it's mutter.
You only usually go down one grade, you don't go down two grades.
Right, but in Issa V'Hetter, But again, we've already proven from Tosus and Gidanoshe that Klipa is serious business. It's not just a lechatchila, because Tosus is saying if you don't have shishim against the Klipa, everything's awesome.
So what do they mean by it?
And yet here we're saying in the Ramah that if Cham falls into Tzonein, you have to take off Klipa, but B'di'evet, if you cooked it, forget about it. Everything's good. Because a Chumra B'Alma.
Why is it? What,
that's what the Rav is trying to figure out. Why is this a Chumra B'Alma? If we knew the answer to that question, Alan, then we wouldn't need this whole essay.
I see.
The whole purpose of the essay is to try to figure out why is the Magen Avraham saying that in the case of Cham L'Toch Tzonein, then the Klipa is only a Chumra B'Alma. Hence the Ramah says, B'di'evet, if you cooked it, everything's mutter. Why call it a Chumra B'Alma? We have the precedent, the archetype, or shall I say, the Av Malach of Klipa, is the case of Yerek Shenisvash Magin. No one's going to say it's mutter B'di'evet.
Yeah, but maybe he's trying to say because there's a Klipa altogether there, that there were, they just want to make a low plug, that's what he's
saying. Oh, no, not low plug, but it's not a Chumra B'Alma. Why? Because you cooked Yerek with its gin, and now the klipa is saturated with the tav of the erech, so it's hot. Everything is boiling hot. Right. Not so in the case of tzonin.
Yeah, right.
Tzonin is a chumra b'alma. We have two categories of klipa.
You can answer that.
And after me, it's going to be b'di'evet if you cook.
Shmuel's chiddush is a mamish chiddush. That there is no b'liya, period, if you fall into tzonin.
Well, I wouldn't say no bliya.
Later on, he doesn't understand how there's no bliya.
Right. No, because the Gemara says you need klipa. So what we're saying is that Shmuel is saying there's no bliyas cham because it was tzonein. It was cham utop tzonein. But we have what's called ademekele bolale purta. What does that mean, bolale purta? Even though you're in the process of cooling, the heat of the heat of the Easter will somehow penetrate into the klipa's worth of the head. But that's only a chumra v'alma. Why? Because on a strict oraisa level, we know two categories. Either it's on the guard or the garnished. It's either
Shmuel
all
of them. Saying the concept of Torah gavra means there is no bliya. There is no bliya. By definition.
Well, but the Gemara says, ad demekele bolala purta. So how can you say there is no bliya? The Gemara says there is bliya. But the Rav wants to say that's called a bliya sonin, a whole new category. And that the Magen Avraham defines as a chumra bi'alma,
meaning that there is, in essence, there is no belief. In the Rabbanit, I believe the alma.
Okay.
Well, but if you go back to the Araisa level,
correct.
Tatoi Gavar is so strong that there is no bliya at all. Chachomi want to make a bliya ketsas. A chumra b'seder, but it's not only a chumra.
Right. Yeah, but that's why I was thinking that the reason that's
the Magen Avraham
driving force behind making this chumra b'alma is because they want to make a low plume.
Because now Rabosai, let's
see a sleep by anybody.
No, if it's low plug, it will be us Megamer.
No, not necessarily. Because it's definitely winter. Definitely winter.
Okay.
It's just that that physically there's something there that looks like it would be us.
It's a chumra. Okay. I'm saying that you go back, the chiddush of Tatoi Gover is a very strong chiddush.
Yes.
Nothing happens if Cham falls into Tzomei, according to Shmuel. You want to be machmir later on. It doesn't look nice. It's not good, but nothing really happens.
Right.
That's the way the Magen Avraham is understanding. So Rav Soloveitchik is not happy with this Magen Avraham because he doesn't think that
something is happening.
Yeah, because it says bolale purta. So the Rav thinks that that's called a bliya tzonein, and he puts that together with the sugya of beis hashchita, where the Gemara says it's bolale purta. So the same phrase appears in two places. In the Rav's mind, that's one category of bliyas tzonein. It's a serious bliya, and you can't just poo-poo it. And therefore, he doesn't want to accept the Magen Avraham's categorization of a chumra v'alma. So therefore, he's in favor of the Shach. So what does the Shach say? The Shach has a whole different Shach. The Shach thinks that what the Ramah means, that if you went in and cooked it, the evidence mutter, that's based on Rabbeinu Tam. Now this Rabbeinu Tam is not here, but it's in Psochim. And Rabbeinu Tam says in Psochim that in Lach there's no such thing as Klipa. Why? Because in Lach it's impossible to take off a Klipa. Now you and I could have said, well, okay, it's impossible to take off the klipa, so everything should be awesome. Then, what we're going to say is that Rabbeinu Tam holds everything as mutter because you can't take off the klipa. And the Shach is going to say that's what the Rama means when he says that if you went ahead and you cooked the klipa, in the case of Chalon Tov Tzonin, in that case, you don't even find the klipa. There's nowhere to be found. Everything is blila. Everything is mixed together through the bishul, and therefore there's no way you can identify the klipa. It's all mishkababel. And therefore it's exactly like Rabbeinu Tam of Lach. Let's see it inside. Tiret shomashach al pi mashikosu atosus lepsochim b'shem Rabbeinu Tam dividavar delo shayach be klipa. If you cannot remove the klipa, kigon bechalav, like a liquid substance, is mutar apolo klipa. That's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, says the Shach, that this Ramah is predicated on Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, what does Ramah hold? That b'di'evet, we have a case of blila, meaning everything is lost. You know, there's no way you can identify the klipa. So it comes back to the principle of lach, which means that I cannot remove the klipa. So again, bedavar, Let's go over Rabbeinu Tam one more time. Dover delo shayach be klipa is mutter af below klipa. Very interesting. You know, how do you operate here? Because, you know, if there is bliya, there's klipa, so why do we alleviate the east the din of klipa when you cannot remove the klipa? But anyway, we're going to try to figure that out, and that's going to be the next paragraph. Ulam divrei hashach tzrichim im. But before we get to that, let's just understand the shach's analogy. The shach is going to say that just like Rabbeinu Tam holds that in a case of lach, you have no way of physically removing the klipa, and therefore the klipa doesn't generate any surim, because we can't say, well, remove the klipa, you can't remove the klipa, and that's in the case of lach. That's Rabbeinu Tam. So too the Rambam extends it to our case of Cham B'toch Tzonen, where the Gemara says Adi Maker Le Bol Le Purta, it means you have to take off Kedei Klipa, but only if you can take off the Kedei Klipa. But once you cook it, it's all bolol, everything is mixed together, you can't take off the Klipa, and therefore Klipa is not.
So he says, Ramah has to be talking about a Dover Lach.
Well, Bishol itself, he says, makes it into lach. Take a look at his language. He says, V'achshav, now after the Bishol, Yesh rak tam haklipa shenisari b'tavshol. You can talk about the abstract tam of the klipa, just like in the case of lach, you can talk about the abstract tam. But, Harehu tam b'lach, v'hu dovra nivla. Notice that tam from the klipa is now penetrating into lach. If it's penetrating into lach, then there's no way you can identify that tam.
And that's why it should all be usher. Yeah.
And therefore, we say that it's mutter. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam said that the iser of klipa only applies when you can take off the klipa. But if you can't take off the klipa, there's no iser klipa.
Oh,
and that's what he's going to address in the next siman here, which he calls siman dalid. Divrei hashach tzrichim iyun. I don't get it. You had something that required klipa, right? It was Cham L'toch Tzonen, right? So the heter now has a blias iser of klipa's worth, right? Now what did you do with it? You cooked it. It doesn't make any sense. Now it should be mutter. Everything depends upon tchilas habliya. In other words, it already became asura, this klipa's worth, before you cooked it. So now you cook it and it became mutter?
Yeah.
Well, how is that possible?
Because only as he says a klipa nikaris.
Oh, right. Very good, very good, very good. You're ahead of me a little bit. So he says the following. Two kashas he has on the shach. The first kash he has on the shach is, I don't understand how you reverse history. Chronologically, at stage one, there was a blia, and the tzonen was boleak tzas min acham, and there's iser there, and therefore you have to remove the klipa. How does that change with the bishul? Now you're saying that it's completely gone. This reminds me of the sugya of chometz shavol of a pesach, right? The rabbanon only asked it when it's nikar bimkomo. You know, in other words, when I can point to the but if it's in a tarovas, even a rove, maybe even less than a rove, if I can't identify it, so it's mutter. Here also, at stage number one, there was a blia, and that blia has expressed itself in what? In kedei klipa. Now he went ahead, and he cooked it. So it became bol, and it became lach. So what? I mean, what happened to the iser? There was an iser blia over here, right, from the vela, let's say. How did it dissipate and just dissolve as a result of bishul? Now he has a second question. Tosis says in Chulin, that's the case of Yerach and Bashal Bagid, that we're talking about a case where they removed the basar with its klipa from the kedera. Correct? You remember that what happens is he cooks the yerech with its gid. Now he removes the gid. So what's left now? Again, we're holding yesh begin, but also the tam of the gid. And now we need Shishim and the Yerech against the Tam of the Gid. And now we're adding not only the Tam of the Gid, but the Tam of the Klipa around the Gid. So it means that all you're left with here in this taroves, meaning in the balance of the erech, all you're left with is what? You removed the basa, you removed the gid, you also removed the klipa then. So what are you left with? You're left with tam, correct?
Right.
Why is that different than the shach's interpretation of the Ramah? Where the shach said that according to the Ramah, if it's not nikar, if it's bolul, and therefore, what are you going to take off of you? You can't take off a klipa. It's bol. It's lach. Now, if that be the case, then what are we going to do with Tosus? Tosus, in the case of Gid, says that you need Shishim against the Gid and its klipa. Where's the klipa? Is there anybody here who volunteers to find me the klipa? I can't find the klipa.
Yeah, but that's bad. That shouldn't be good.
No, the shach holds that's good. Yeah. Tosa says it's not good. Tosa says you need shisha because tam ki ikar,
right.
And the tam ki ikar is not just on the gid, but it's also on the klipa, right, around the gid. Right. So you now need shisha against klipa around the gid. Why? Because it has a belia of tam klip of tam hagid. Well, why not say, well, klipa is here today and gone tomorrow? Meaning, I can't find the klipa after I cooked it with the yerech. And the only thing I have left is a tam klipa. And Tosa says that tam klipa is going to generate an iser on the entire yerech, unless you have shishim against the klipa, meaning the klipa and the gid. In other words, we're not going to say, let's rewrite history because now we can't find the klipa. That's not what Tosa is saying. We took out the klipa. But it doesn't matter. The tam of the klipa has already done its damage. It's already in the kedera.
Right.
And if you don't have shishim against the klipa, then the whole geshäft is all awesome. We're not going to say, the Issur klipa is only historically changes. It's only at time t1 when you see the klipa and you can take the klipa. But if you don't see the klipa at time t2, because everything became bolul, so we're going to say that klipa is not awesome. That's not what we're saying. Tosus is insisting that there be shishim against the klipa, and this is after bishul. What's left? He took out the gid with its klipa. What's left inside is the tam. And now you need shishim against that tam. And that tam is made up of two variables. Number one, it's the gid itself. And number two, it's the tam of the klipa. So why not apply the principle that the shach has in the Ramah, that if I can't find the klipa, then everything's mutter. That klipa was only osur. It was only also initially when I had the klipa and I was able to remove the klipa. But now that the klipa is gone, it's tam klipa that's penetrating throughout the kedera. I don't know how to do klipa. You know how to do klipa? I can't do klipa. And the Ramah says if you can't do klipa, then there's no isin. Everything's fine.
Why does Tosa say it's osur?
And Tosus says it's awesome.
Well, that Tosus has been a much stronger case.
Yeah, because Tosus is saying you can't reverse an Issur.
That's right.
In other words, at stage one, that klipa was awesome. Okay, you removed the klipa. And now you're left with just the tam of the klipa, the abstract tam of the klipa, so you don't have a possibility of getting... Tosus is not interested in that. That's what tam kikar is all about.
Yeah.
Once the tam Issur penetrates into a kedera of heter, and then the Torah asks.
That's what the Magen Avraham
says.
Unless
it's Shishim.
That's why the Magen Avraham is saying that it's only Chumra Ba'alma. Chumra Ba'alma only means that they made this Chumra because you can see the Klipa and they're afraid people will make a mistake and other things.
To maintain that Klipa is only a Chumra Ba'alma and then square with Tosus in Gidanasha is a real challenge. I don't know how to do that. Maybe you can do that, Alan. I can't. Because it's clear from Tosus that klipa is not a chumra bi'alma.
Again,
the Ramah says it's a chumra bi'alma, and therefore b'di'evet it's mutter, right? That's the Ramah. The Shach goes a step further. He says, you know why it's mutter b'di'evet in the Ramah? That's because you can't find the klipa. And it's a case of, it's like the case of Lach, you can't take off the klipa, so they never chepet you with the klipa. But what are you going to do with Tosus? That's why the Rav is so... How should I say, so loyal to this principle of a of a blias tzonen, he calls it. You know, this is a mixas blia. If you have a mixas blia, then it generates an isur of klipa. And what it means is that that klipa has in it the tam isur, and it's gonna generate an isur on the rest of the gedera. That's what Tosa says over there in Sadivav. So now when I cook the not only the gid but the klipa around the gid with the rest of the yerech, I need shishim against the klipa. Why? Because the klipa is now representative of that blias isur that resulted from the bishul.
Tosus makes more sense. You have to understand Rashi.
Do we have a problem, John, with Mincha? What time? No, we're okay. So you'll open the door. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Rabbi.
No, just the Ramah is the problem. The problem.
Correct, and the Magen Avraham is taking a shot at the Ramah, and the Shach is taking a shot at the Ramah, and Rav Salvation is not a happy camp. He doesn't like the Magen Avraham. He doesn't like the Shach. He's looking for something more fundamental here. To set up two categories of klipa, they're not doing that. They're saying klipa is a churban bialma the Magen Avraham, and therefore b'dievid everything's okay. The Shach goes in a different vein. He says that klipa is just some sort of I shouldn't call it a churban, but it's a l'chatchila when you can take klipa, take out the klipa, but he can't find the klipa. It's gone. It's history. Then the klipa's not us. And the Rav is not happy with that because tell me something about Tosan Tzadi Mavim and Beis. Tosan Tzadi Mavim and Beis establishes klipa as Bliya Mavish. Ad Kedei Kach that the whole Kedei is also unless you have Shishim against the klipa as well. So that's what the Rav is working hard here to come up with something much more fundamental. And here you'll take a look on the top of page Resh Gimel. Now, on the top of Resh Gimel, he wants to get back to this Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The Shach said that Ramah was based on Rabbeinu Tam. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? That in the case of Lach, there's no possibility of taking off Klipa, and therefore everything's Mutter. Why should that be so? What's the underlying logic of Rabbeinu Tam? I mean, klipa is klipa, and if you can't get it, then you try your hand at bittul at shishim. But don't tell me everything's mutter. So the Rav says there are two ways of understanding Rabbeinu Tam. Fascinating. And he has two nafkaminas to these two ways. He says the following. One way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam is that in a case of a davar lach, what happens is that the iser is mispashet b'chol halach luchas. In other words, what Rabbeinu Tam is insisting that because of the nature of a davar lach, klipa will never be a problem of bittul, meaning it's almost as if there's a guaranteed bittul that's built in to every single case of a davar lach. That's one way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam. We'll come back to this later. The other way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam is that b'davar lach hanivla leka blia afilu kidei klipa shechamimus kazu enam avlia el b'davar yavish. That whenever we see klipa, it's a result of some sort of chamimus. Again, it's not a full-fledged bishul, but there is going to be some sort of a blia, even in the absence of a full-fledged bishul, because of the chamimus. That blia only applies, or only exists, I should say, in the case of a davar yavish. But in the case of davar lach, you don't have klipa at all. So let's see the language. He says, "Ha'im pirusho debedavar nivlal leka blia." That when you have something lach, there is no blia. V'afilu bichtei klipa. There's not even a tam of kidei klipa's worth.
This is the second answer.
Correct. I switched around the order, but yeah, in the Rav's presentation, this is the first, and then he gives the second. So again, the basic hakir is the following. What is Rabbeinu Tam saying? Is Rabbeinu Tam saying there is no bliya in lach because it's all bolul, or is Rabbeinu Tam saying that there is bliya in lach, but we always guarantee shishin? And he has two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is chametz bePesach, where there is no such thing as bittul, because chametz Pesach is oser b'mashu. And the second nafkamina is going to be klipa b'davar yavesh hanasalach. Let's say you take a davar yavesh, you now have a davar yavesh, and you have klipa b'davar yavesh, and now you chop it up and you make it into lach.
Yeah. We're talking about klipa all the time.
So let's go over that last important point here. And he writes the following. Hina yesh ladun bebir svaras Rabbeinu Tam. And again, we'll have to see how this impacts on the shach in the Ramah. Betre anpi. What exactly does Rabbeinu Tam have in mind when he says that bedavar lach there's no klipa? You don't need klipa. Does that mean that davar hanivlal is leka blia afilu bichtei klipa? In other words, when you have a davar yavesh, then even a miktsas chamimus could be mavlia into a davar yavesh. But if it's a davar lach, where everything is sort of spread out, there's not enough of a concentration of blia through any sort of chamimus, it means that that's not called klipa. At this point, he's saying no blia, no klipa, no tiki, no laundry, no blia, no klipa. The other possibilities: odil maliol ika blia. There is blia b'miktsas. Again, it's a limited blia, but there's blia even in the case of a davar lach. But rather, since it's a davar lach, it's a davar nivlal, hoil v'isum espashe b'chol lach luches, is memele tovid ika shishim kidei levatlo. He's guaranteed that there'll be shishim. Now, what remains to be analyzed here, maybe we'll leave that for tomorrow, is that the shach, in his relation to Rabbeinu Tam, would make sense in one of these two definitions. So you'll have to think about that. And in addition, let's not forget that in the case of Tatoi Govar, we were wondering if Tatoi Govar means that the heat in the bottom, in the Tachton, has to heat up the cold Elyon. Or maybe it just means that as long as the cold Elyon is not cooling off the hot Tachton, that's enough for Tatoi Govar, and that's a machlokes that we discussed a great length between the Ramah and the Marshal. Now, in addition to that, we had a discussion about whether or not Tzonein L'Tocham, which means Tatoi Govar, whether that's Bishul or it's only some sort of Roseach situation. And if it's only a Roseach situation, then all you would need is netilas makom. You would not say that you need shishim against the entire iser. And for that, we'd have to look up the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Aleph and see the machlokas between the Ran and the Ra'ah. And then we had a Rashi in Chulin with a very unique sheet about Shmuel's statement of Dogim Shalavakar Mutaloch of the Kusav. And then finally, on top of this all, we spoke about Chaticha Nasis Nevela and Efshel Sohto. We weren't sure exactly whether logically there would be a compelling argument in favor of saying that Chatif Nas Nevela applies exclusively to Bas B'cholav without any application to Shari Surim, and that depended on different definitions of Bas B'cholav and how exactly Bittul operates. Those are some of the things that we discussed, and Bolinetta will try to review them a second time around.